Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
In the course of the past 30 years, it goes beyond your wildest imagination, the extent to which the CIA has gone to manipulate public opinion.
Total control of the human will.
U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans.
Have we ever tried to meddle in other countries' elections?
Oh, probably.
It was the CIA this time that got involved in the 2020 election with those 51 former intel agents who talked about the Hunter Biden laptop as total Russian disinformation.
Biden's secret email.
A really fishy story.
Obama quietly signs the Counter Disinformation and Propaganda Act into law. That's 2016.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
We don't do that now, though. We
I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we steal, stole.
Trump State Department uses taxpayer dollars, Facebook fact checkers to fight misinformation and propaganda.
It all goes back to Operation Mockingbird, which was started back in the 50s.
Psychological operation.
There was a congressional hearing back in the 1970s that uncovered that the CIA was paying reporters to plant stories and also gatekeep.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
And we would pick out a journalist. I would go do the briefing and hope that he would put the information in print.
You know, last week, the Associated Press announced, so did Reuters, that they're now going to have domestic propaganda with the CIA and Defense Department targeting the American people.
Reports of possible illegal activity by a local militia group appears to have spurred law enforcement into action. John Gleason has our story.
They are attempting to keep the general mind in a subconscious state and to program the subconscious so that the subconscious will control the conscious and to where the public will never wake up to just how out of control obvious the tyranny has got.
It's not right. And, you know, this freedom of speech is just nonsense.
Screw your freedom.
To establish the target audiences for any military psychological operations, all functional groups must be checked and their reaction to the military establishment determined.
Remember, it's targeting unconscious people that are not aware of the psyop.
And religious leaders. Each will have a perspective that is peculiar to his own particular group.
The clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
And the clarity's been intensifying. The evidence has been overwhelming. But the point is, it's the depth of it.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
I've not been this excited ever!
Platforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Joel Gilbert, the filmmaker here in Los Angeles, California. And we're going to spend the next 2 hours talking about my new film and book called Michelle Obama 2024. Her real-life story and plan for power. And this book and film are both in the InfoWars store. I highly recommend you go to InfoWars store on InfoWars.com, get the book or the film. It's a DVD and a book both. And we're going to spend the next 2 hours talking about Michelle Obama, her real-life story and plan for power, my investigation into Michelle Obama's real background that nobody knows about, and I believe her plan to run for president, because no one wants Joe Biden. The Democrats don't want him. And we're going to pick apart everything to do with Michelle Obama in the next 2 hours. So stick around, and we're going to get right into it when we come back.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Joel Gilbert back with you from Los Angeles, California. We're going to be talking for the next 2 hours about my film and book called Michelle Obama 2024, Her Real Life Story and Plan for Power. We're going to break it all down over 2 hours. I will be taking your phone calls at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Like the Clintons, the Obamas are never going away. They're here to stay. And I make the case that Michelle Obama is ready to make her announcement to run for president. And we're going to talk about her real life story that she doesn't want anyone to know. Let's start out by watching the trailer for my movie, and then we'll get right into it. Let's watch the trailer.
They could run Michelle Obama. And if they do,
welcome Michelle Obama!
Michelle Obama is the most popular woman in America.
You know I hate politics.
You can forget about the disclaimer. I'm convinced that Michelle Obama is running for president in 2024.
Systemic racism, pepper spray, and rubber bullets on peaceful protesters.
She's following the exact same formula that Barack did to become president. Michelle was the keynote speaker at the 2020 Democrat convention, just like Barack was in 2004. Barack once ran a voter registration organization. Now, so does Michelle.
That's how we change America.
Also, Barack Obama based his candidacy on his personal story. Michelle has done the exact same thing. But like Barack, Michelle tells a life story that is more fiction than fact.
Maybe somebody's going to discover that I shouldn't be here.
Now, come along on an investigation into the real Michelle Obama and her plan for power. I found out Michelle's father worked for the Democrat Party machine.
My father, he was a precinct captain in Chicago. People would come for money.
It turns out Michelle was never a part of the black community.
In that household, there was fear.
You talk like a white girl.
You could get your butt kicked if you talk like a white girl.
What was going on in the 70s was what we called white flight.
The only person doing white flight in the 1970s was Michelle Robinson.
You're told by a school counselor you're not Princeton material.
You're black. Maybe you're stretching.
Michelle was no victim of racism. In fact, Michelle has been running from the black community her whole life.
Hyde Park is the best neighborhood.
And Michelle sold out the black community working for the mayor of Chicago.
This is turning into a ghetto. You better run.
They just take our home like this. Yeah.
And she sold them out as a hospital executive, kicking poor black patients out of the ER.
Yeah, like that.
I learned that to get power, Michelle pretends to be part of the black community. She exploited all her life.
Lo and behold, trying to pay your own rent.
Imposter syndrome.
All out war between the pigs and us.
And it turns out, Michelle's close friend and mentor was an anti-American radical.
The politics of fear.
Because of fear.
Your fear.
They want you to be afraid of change. working to change the future of this nation. We need you. Are you in?
Fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
And to transform America, Michelle plans to rule America come Election Day 2024.
Okay, folks, that's the trailer for Michelle Obama 2024, the movie. You can get the DVD in the InfoWars store. And you can call in for the next 2 hours. We're talking everything Michelle Obama, 877-789-2539. So I'm going to go through a series of questions about this film and what's going on politically in the United States so you can understand how Michelle Obama and Barack Obama fit in to the equation. First of all, question, will Joe Biden be the 2024 Democrat nominee for president? I think the answer is clearly no. Nobody wants Joe Biden. His record is terrible. The Democrats don't want him. Poll after poll shows that he's too old. People are very upset with his record in office. The inflation, the wars abroad, the crime, all the problems created from border policies. Biden is clearly, I think, a figure to take all the heat, a transitional figure who we can blame for everything that's gone wrong. And the Democrat down ballot candidates especially don't want him. They're afraid he'll drag down the ticket. That means state senators, congressmen, governors throughout the country do not want Joe Biden. Andrew Cuomo, the former governor of New York, just said in an interview there should be more candidates running against Biden because simply no one wants him. Now, something happened that was pretty interesting when RFK Jr. announced for president back in April. You might remember that about a week later, Joe Biden released a video announcing that he would be a candidate in 2024. And that was it. Now, that's not really a campaign announcement. A campaign announcement is where you go to a huge crowd of followers and make this big announcement to cheering crowds. And then you stop around the country and go to different jurisdictions and different cities. And you have the same type of speech to rally your troops and rally your people. Well, Biden didn't do any of that. He doesn't have a campaign office. He doesn't have a campaign manager. He's not campaigning. So I think it's clear that Biden won't be the nominee. I don't think there's any intention for him to be the nominee. I believe that the Democrat Party has actually set it up for Michelle Obama to be their nominee, and I'll tell you how. First of all, they moved the first primary out of Iowa, where historically candidates have to campaign in 100 counties, saying that minority voters didn't have enough influence over the beginning of the primary process. So they were going to move it to South Carolina, where half of the Democrat Party electorate are African American. Now, South Carolina is also a state that Michelle Obama claims as her adopted home state because her grandparents are from South Carolina, and she used to vacation there and go to family reunions when Michelle was growing up in Chicago. On top of that, they've moved the Democrat National Convention to Chicago, Michelle's hometown of all places, for a what you could call a homegirl convention. So I think it's clear that the Democrats have set it up for her. Now, we've got December 23rd deadline coming up. December 23rd is the deadline where you have to get in all your signatures to get on the primary ballots in most states. Now, Nevada already had a deadline back in October, but that's a relatively small, insignificant state. So we've got till December 23rd. So there's two theories here. Number one theory is that Michelle will literally announce for president sometime in the next few weeks. That will allow her plenty of time to get signatures together to get on the primary ballots in all the states and run a traditional campaign. Now, to do this, Joe Biden doesn't have to drop out. He can run all he wants. It's not like it matters. He doesn't have any support. Just like Teddy Kennedy ran against Jimmy Carter, Michelle can run against Joe Biden. She's the most loved Democrat. She's the most popular person probably in the country. So she would trounce Joe Biden in South Carolina, where half the Democrat Party primary voters are black, and it's Michelle's adopted home state. So that's one possibility, and I think it's the most likely. Now, Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, a few weeks ago offered up another theory. He thought that Joe Biden would go through the primary process, and that maybe when the primaries are over, the Democrat Party would tell him to step aside for any number of reasons. It could be because he's being impeached. It could be because of his health. And that's when he claimed that Michelle Obama would parachute in to become the nominee at the Democrat convention in Chicago next year. That is a possibility, but I think it's probably more likely that we see Michelle announced sometime in November. The Obamas have a nationwide organization called Organizing for America. They started it back in 2009, 2010. And it's a community activist group run by the Obamas, ostensibly to create change all over the country. They have these groups everywhere. So it would be absolutely no problem for the Obamas to flip a switch and put their Organizing for America group behind Michelle Obama to help her get all her signatures and everything she needs to get on the primary ballots. So that's what I think is coming. Now, what are the signs that Michelle Obama intends to run for president? I'm going to tell you what they are, as you saw in the trailer, some of them. First,
silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Background story, and then you follow that up with the audacity of hope, again, to prepare to run for president. So sure enough, I noticed that Michelle Obama wrote an autobiography called Becoming in 2018. It was a number one bestseller. She got millions of dollars for it. It also ended up as a movie on Netflix. They made a movie version of it. By the way, the producer is the wife of Jack Smith, the prosecutor who's prosecuting Trump on January 6th charges. His wife was the producer of Michelle's documentary. So sure enough, I got a copy of Becoming. I went to the Barnes and Noble, and there were just stacks of these books. And by the way, next to these stacks of books of Becoming, there were, probably 20 books, that lionized Michelle Obama for kids. They were books talking about how she grew up in Chicago, cartoon books about Michelle Obama, Michelle Obama quotations like Mao's Little Red Book, all these books that kind of were making Michelle out to be this pop culture figure, this beloved pop culture phenomenon. Anyway, I got a copy of Becoming, and sure enough, it was a political document. It told a story of Michelle kind of going over a completely whitewashed history of her life story. And in Becoming, it focuses a lot on her concept of South Side girl. I'm from the South Side. Let's watch a quick video from Becoming called South Side.
From the South Side of Chicago.
Just another poor girl from the South Side.
I am from the South Side of Chicago. That tells you as much about me as you need to know.
As you need to know.
So when I saw this quote from Michelle that she's South Side girl, I'm from the South Side, there's nothing else you need to know about me, that told me there's a lot more I need to know about Michelle. So what we're going to get into today is, first of all, what is the life story that Michelle's been pushing for years? Well, she has said things like, success was not meant for me, a little black girl from the South Side of Chicago. She tells all these stories of being discriminated against racially, being held back in life. So I decided that all these stories kind of didn't make too much sense because she went to Harvard and Princeton and had all these accomplishments. I decided to go to Chicago. And the first thing I found out, which we'll talk more about, is that Michelle had a terrible relationship with the black community in Chicago. She had a terrible relationship with black people growing up and a terrible relationship where she exploited and abused the black community in her professional career. So I realized that, and what you're going to find out is that Michelle tells these stories of suffering from racism in order to manipulate black and minority voters to get their votes and to get power. She wants people to think, I'm just one of these ordinary black folks. I'm just like you. I suffered discrimination. I had to overcome things. People tried to hold me back. She tells story after story of being held back in life. And she says, I'm from the South Side. That's all you need to know about me, because it has some kind of romantic image of being from a difficult circumstance. Well, I can tell you, first of all, what did I do to investigate Michelle Obama? Well, I did what no one else did. Even though there was 15 years of positive publicity about Michelle in magazines, hundreds of talk shows, sitcoms, you name it, articles, I decided someone had to take a critical look at her whole life story. So I went to Chicago. I spoke to three of Michelle's boyfriends. I spoke to elementary and high school classmates, teachers, and principals. I spoke to Michelle's mother. I spoke to her dance instructor. I spoke to her Princeton University thesis advisor.
And a very, very different picture of Michelle Obama's life story emerges. It turns out her life story is just as fabricated as her husband Barack's. For example, Michelle's boyfriend and prom date, David Upchurch, he told me, I said, is it true that Michelle was held back in life and was suffered from discrimination? He said, no, Michelle took full advantage. She was class treasurer at her high school at Whitney Young. Michelle went to Paris with her French class when she was in high school. She was in the Master Singers group. They would go and perform and sing all over Chicago. He told me that no one held Michelle back, that she took full advantage of everything. So that's the investigation I undertook. And in the film, you kind of come along with me on this journey to all these locations, Michelle's house, her dance instructor's place, her school, on. And you get to hear from and see all these things that represent the true story of Michelle Obama. Now, let's take a look at another false statement Michelle makes about her childhood. She claims that she saw white flight, that in the 70s, white people moved out of her neighborhood because they were afraid of black people and they were afraid of the texture of their hair and the color of their skin. So let's watch this video called White Flight.
You know, I want to remind white folks that y'all were running from us. You were running from us, and you still running. And so, yeah, I feel a sense of injustice. And you know this when you're young. You know people are running from you, and you can see it.
Okay, so Michelle claims she saw white flight, that white people ran out of her neighborhood because they were afraid, and she feels injustice that this was done to her. Well, in fact, my investigation shows that the neighborhood Michelle grew up in was called South Shore. Now, that's your first revelation. Michelle was not from the south side of Chicago. She's from South Shore, which was an upper middle class community on Lake Michigan. Jesse Jackson is also from South Shore. He never said he was on the, you know, from the south side of Chicago. So Michelle blatantly lies, claiming to be from the south side. She's not from the south side of Chicago. Secondly, the white people, mostly Jewish, moved out of that neighborhood by 1965. From South Shore because of crime. I spoke to people who lived there. I spoke to the people that sold the house to Michelle's aunt that they grew up in. White Jewish lady, she said they moved because her son was assaulted. Another Korean family I talked to, they moved because their house was ransacked. So the white people kind of moved out by 1965. And the prices actually went up because black middle class people came in and snapped up the houses because they had good schools in the area. So the prices went up. Even Jesse Jackson said the prices went up in South Shore when the white people moved out. So Michelle only moved into that neighborhood in 1971 when she's 6 years old. So there's no way she saw white flight or white people moving out. In fact, it was Michelle Obama and her brother Craig, who refused to go to the school one block away because it was all black. Michelle was doing white flight. She refused to study with black people. Her brother refused to study with black people. They went to a Catholic high school, even though they weren't Catholic. Craig, her brother, went to a private expensive school an hour away. And Michelle went to a magnet school to avoid studying with black kids. So there's a lot more to this story about how Michelle had a terrible relationship with the black community growing up. She got beat up by the kids who accused her of acting white and talking white. And she was afraid of them. You saw in the trailer, she said, I lived in fear. So we're going to get more into this and see some more videos when we get back. Go to the InfoWars store. In the meantime, check out the video, DVD, and the book, Michelle Obama 2024.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have it given to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale, the new sale we've got. Immune Support, Organic Green Fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
With Joel Gilbert hosting, and Joel doesn't know I'm going to do this, but I want to apologize to him. It had nothing to do with Joel. I saw his film about a month ago or so, and it was so powerful that I was just completely blown away. And so I wanted to make trailers for it. I wanted to build it up. I wanted to do a huge production, and our staff so cut back for whatever reason, we didn't get that done. And that's mainly my fault because I didn't make it the main focus. And so I canceled him several times because I really wanted to fully endorse this film. I haven't read the book yet, but I'm told it's got even more information. Both the book and both the film are available at InfoWarsStore.com. But these are books and films, definitely the films I've seen, that you want to show to your church, that you want to show to your local community center, that you want to donate to the library, that you want to show at the Rotary Club. Because this Michelle Obama deep dive, you can speculate all day whether, it's a man or not. This doesn't get into that. This gets directly into the real history of this monster and why Obama is such a racist. Because Michelle Obama is a absolutely out of control racist, Marxist, Leninist, communist. This film is incredible. mean, folks, I've seen a lot of great films, but I'm telling you, this one needs to go mega viral. Get the DVD, get the film, get the book, InfoWarsStore.com. And perhaps Joel, because I'm listening right now, can talk about the book some, because, again, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I mean, I read, like, the first chapter, but I haven't read it yet. But it's just incredible. So get the film, support the broadcast, and then show it to everyone you know, because they are getting Newsom and Big Mike ready. And so I'm going to hand the baton back to Joel Gilbert. I apologize to him for canceling him multiple times. It had nothing to do with him. It was that I didn't get my ducks in a row, and this was so important that I just kept canceling because I didn't want to just, you know, just get up there like this was no big deal. This was so important that I wanted to put preparation into it. Listeners know that when something is so important, so big, I try to, you know, basically hit it right. And so that's what's happening here. And this film is so important to expose this monster and the evil forces behind her. This is so important. Imagine if you had a chance to stop Obama or Bill Clinton or Joe Biden in their tracks before they got launched. And if you don't think somebody can just run for president for the first time and win, think about Trump. So they've definitely got Michelle Obama ready. Back to Joel Gilbert and the live broadcast.
Okay, folks, Joel Gilbert in Los Angeles talking about my new film and book, Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and plan for power. Please go to the InfoWars store and purchase one or both of them. You will learn so much. It'll change your life. We're going to keep talking about the real life story of Michelle Obama right now. I'll give you some of the taste of it. So the main things about Michelle's childhood are that it's completely opposite of her story, that she suffered discrimination growing up. She's not from the South Side of Chicago. It turns out Michelle and her brother refused to study with other black kids. Michelle had no black friends. Michelle went an hour and a half away to study at a magnet school. Her brother went to a private Catholic school. Even though it was a very good high school, South Shore, one block away, it was all black. And the Robinson family refused to study with black people. The black kids would call Michelle names. They'd accuse her of acting white and talking white. Michelle even writes in her book, Becoming, about getting in a fist fight with a girl named Dee Dee who kept calling her an Oreo. An Oreo is a racial insult. It means you're black on the outside, but you're really white on the inside. So Michelle didn't have any black friends. Her only black friends were elite. She was friends with Jesse Jackson's daughter, also from South Shore, who went to Whitney Young, an elite high school. And so Michelle actually spent a couple years kind of growing up in Jesse Jackson's house when Jesse Jackson was running for president back in the early 80s. So Michelle's been around politics her whole life. Michelle's father was a precinct captain in Chicago. He worked for the Democrat Party machine. He got a patronage job. Michelle likes to tell a fake story about her father was a janitor. He worked for the water department. He was just a humble civil servant. It's a complete lie and not true. Her father had a patronage job. That means that the Democrat Party machine gave him a cushy, easy job at the water department as an inspector. So her father, Frazier, would show up to work for a couple hours and say, oh, everything looks good, you know. His main job was to politic for the white liberals in Chicago and to get the black voters in line, make sure they come out and support and vote for the white liberals and the Democrat Party machine. Michelle would actually tag along with her father from age four. She talks about going to people's houses. They asked for money. It was a very corrupt system in Chicago, which it still is to this day, of how the Democrat Party gives out jobs in exchange for politics. And Michelle's family was in the middle of it. But the main theme of her childhood is Michelle refused to study with black people. She was afraid of black people and didn't want to have anything to do with them. Now, another fake racial story Michelle tells to get sympathy and to manipulate black voters, she keeps telling the story. It's in the trailer. She's been telling for years about how her high school counselor racially profiled her when she applied for Princeton University. She claimed her high school counselor told her, you're black, maybe you're stretching, going to Princeton, wanting to go to Princeton. Well, I found out her high school counselor was a church-going black woman named Nan King, who passed away in 2005, and that's why Michelle gets away with that lie. There's no way a church-going black woman would have racially profiled Michelle. The worst thing she could have said is, Michelle, you know, you got very low test scores for Princeton. Maybe you should apply to some backups in case that doesn't work out. That's the worst thing she possibly could have said. We've all heard something like that. So, but Michelle continues to smear that black woman who passed away with that fake story. Now, when she gets to Princeton University with her low test scores And by the way, Michelle even talks about in high school, the only way she got good grades in high school was to study double time. She had to study twice as much as everybody else to get A's and B's, mostly A's. But she still couldn't do well on her tests like the SATs. So Michelle gets into Princeton probably as an affirmative action student, because affirmative action was the rage in the Ivy League, certainly in the early 80s. And her brother was also a star basketball player at Princeton. So what happens to Michelle at Princeton? Well, in her first semester, she gets terrible grades in her beginning freshman courses. So she runs to the sociology department to study and major in sociology because it's relatively easy. It's pretty much a cop-out. And then to make it even easier for her to maintain good grades, she concentrates in African-American studies, of all things. So here's a girl coming from a Chicago with a million black people who grew up in a black neighborhood who spent her childhood running away from black people, who goes to Princeton, pretty much a mostly white university, and she decides to study sociology and learn about black people. So it was pretty much a cop-out to try to get good grades. Now, people are familiar with Michelle's thesis a little bit. Christopher Hitchens said that it was not written in any known language. I actually read her thesis, and this is her Princeton thesis from the African-American Studies program. And it's very interesting. I go into great detail in the book and the film. It turns out what happened to Michelle at Princeton is she got a lot of radical, militant black theology, similar to critical race theory, which was kind of being invented in the Ivy Leagues at that time. And it ended up overloading her. Michelle knew that she could succeed in life if she studied hard and made friends with white people and stayed away from the black community. But now here she was stuck in this African-American studies program. So in her thesis, she actually writes, having been at Princeton, my goals are the same as my white classmates. I want to get a job. I want to get a good salary. I want to go to corporate America. Do I really have to participate in the black community? So she takes a poll of black alumni who graduated from Princeton, and they agree with her. They don't want to have anything to do with this whole black radical stuff. So the thesis is really a cry for help, and Michelle rejects all the radical black theology she's been taught in her sociology department, ironically. And she goes on to Harvard, gets a job at Sidley Austin Law Firm in Chicago with 2,000 other lawyers, mostly white. She marries a biracial man. She moves to Hyde Park, all white. Michelle wants nothing to do with black people. They always picked on her and made fun of her growing up. And she ran away from this radical studies program, though she did unknowingly learn a lot about radical politics, which she would use later. So we're going to talk about her relationship with Barack Obama and how she used her education to get ahead working for the mayor of Chicago and the University of Chicago Medical Center. Go to the store in the meantime, Michelle Obama 2024. Get the DVD and the book, and I'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Sam Bankman-Fried was just found guilty of the long list of crimes that the Justice Department charged him with. And there's no doubt he's completely guilty of it all. But this would be like Satan chastising one of his lower demons for convincing a mother to drown her child. No, Satan would actually reward the demon with a medal in Hades. But what's really happening here is they're covering their tracks. George Soros was the largest donor to the Democratic Party in 2020 and to, of course, Joe Biden. And Sam Bankman-Fried was the second largest. But if you added up all the other sub-companies they had and people that he directed to donate, he gave more money to the Democratic Party and to Joe Biden than George Soros did in 2020. Let that sink in. So they let him do the big, giant pump and dump, and then hung him out to dry. And if he doesn't go along with his sentencing, and if he starts implicating almost every major Democrat politician that took massive amounts of money from him, including Joe Biden's campaign that got tens of millions, he will end up Epstein in his jail cell. Now, I know I'm stating the obvious here. You don't need me to tell you this. But just let it sink in that when you serve this evil, it will always betray you. It will always hang you out to dry. And that's what they've done here. But now the bigger question is, what needs to be done? Well, Congress still can't get around in the House of Representatives to begin impeachment proceedings against Biden. The open border, Biden telling the illegal aliens to come here, the Senate reports admitting 400,000+ children that they know of came in just the last 2.5, almost 3 years under Biden, and 87,000 of them are completely missing. Many others have been found in slave labor conditions, rivaling China, many in sex slavery. Why isn't he being impeached for bulldozers crashing across the Texas border, knocking down barbed wire? Why is he being impeached for his communist Chinese dealings that are all now confirmed? or Ukraine or Russia for that matter. And it's because the Justice Department is 100% corrupt and evil and quarterbacking the operation from the top. They're not just blackmailing Joe Biden. They've got their people in there, and they're making money off the scams and the deals as well. There is double and triple and quadruple blackmail going on. This house of cards is coming down. They're also, even though they're raping us and robbing us, they're even mismanaging that, where it's going to blow up so bad it's going to bring them down as well. We are basically in a bus with a suicidal driver who's about to take us over the edge of a cliff. In fact, really, I think we've already gone over the edge of a cliff. So let that sink into all the fools and all the crazies that just think your corruption is going to go on forever and think that your hopium is going to defeat humanity. I mean, I told you 5-6 months ago, even before the summer offensive began, it was going to fail. And, of course, I told you it failed. Right when it started, it was completely smashed in 3 days. Hundreds of Western tanks, hundreds of other armored vehicles, tens of thousands of men. Just in a couple of days, they estimate 50,000 Ukrainians died in that so-called offensive. But now U.S. intel admits, New York Times, that the offensive has now failed. Intel, intelligence. Real intel is observing the real world around you, what's going on. And the real intel is the globalists see the American people, the people of the West, as groups to be robbed and then poisoned and then, of course, killed. And they'll make money while they kill us with the treatments for all the poisons and toxins they put in the environment. This is a death cult. Now, anybody with half a brain gets it. We've been totally vindicated. But what does that do? Well, at least people now will listen when I get into the rest of the story. Folks will now hopefully listen when I tell you what else is going on. Because here's what's frustrating, ladies and gentlemen. I had medical doctors and scientists on my show 25 years ago, 10 years ago, over and over again. Dr. Group, so many others, laying out that they are basically putting prions, well, not basically, they are a type of prion, but they're not the same as mad cow, in the shots. Dr. Mick Vis has exposed it going back 15 years ago as well. And it's not just the COVID shots, okay? That's why neurological disorders are off the charts. So let me just explain something. On purpose, they cook up prions, growing protein crystals, and have infected everybody. That's why people at age 20 now are getting, quote, Alzheimer's. It's not the aluminum pots and pans, folks. It's the shots. It's the chemtrails. It's all of it. I am out in the desert right now, and there's, of course, zero clouds because there's zero air traffic. And we have the patents where they add the different aluminum dioxides, barium salts, and other radioactive isotopes to the fuel, and then it just aerosolizes out through the engines. It's perfectly compartmentalized. The pilots don't even know what they're part of. It's not specialized spray planes, ladies and gentlemen. They have those, too. No, it's all the major jet fuel manufacturers are adding it under a Department of Energy strategic operation. They beta tested in 93. They went fully operational in 96. But look, that's all side issues. We're all being murdered. We're all being killed. We're in a giant death cult. And the people carrying out are killing themselves as well. These people are completely turned over to the spirit of Satan that, as Elon Musk said, is being piped into the planet right now. So it's not ever too late, in my view, to turn back. Even if the end of the world was happening in 10 minutes, and I'm not saying that's happening, if we repent to God and still have some connection to God and you're able to feel the Holy Spirit, that means it's not too late for you. But it is too late if the Holy Spirit's touched you over and over again and you willfully blaspheme the Holy Spirit and said, get away from me, I don't want to be good. Because when God shows himself to you in the limitless love and you don't accept it, and God will come back over and over and over again. If God can even touch you and it feels you still have love and goodness, God will continue to try to work with you. But when you're a Satanist and you know God's real and you literally poison people and hurt people and amass sacrifice to your God, you're cut off from God. And so don't fear the globalists that can kill the body. Fear God that can cut you off and kill your soul. So I love you all. I appreciate you all. We'll have a lot more reports coming up today. This is an incredible time to be alive. And I'm just taking a few days off to get closer to family and to God. You've seen how upset I've been on air.
And that's why I take time off. I've also been going out of town doing some big podcasts and things. But I'll be back very, very soon. And I just have been in this fight 29 years. And so I don't blame anybody out there that, you know, needs to cogitate or separate themselves, you know, from the system and try to get outside the cities. Because that really is the answer. That's where we all need to go. And in the final equation, that's the easiest move. It's not perfect, but we've got to get out of these 5G cities. We've got to get our children out of them. We've got to realize, you know, this is a death cult. So when God reaches out to you and tries to touch you, please accept it. And please know it's real. And if you've never had an experience being touched with the Holy Spirit, you can reach out to God and ask God to touch you. And I know miraculous things will happen. But in closing, many of these people have been touched by Satan, and they like it. They like the exhilaration, the pride, the feeling of power and domination. And I've been touched by Satan when I was younger. I understand what demonic influence is like. And it's certainly alluring to people in the world. People certainly pay attention to it. But it will destroy you. And it isn't one trillionth the power of God. And it leads into your destruction. So turn away from Satan, ladies and gentlemen. Admit Satan's real. Admit God's real. And that is not our only hope. It is the hope. It is everything. And just look at the evil around you and understand how it's manifesting and how the globalists admit they basically serve Satan now. And they're setting up the Mark of the Beast system, just as prophecy said. So God bless. Back to live transmission.
Joel Gilbert back on InfoWars from Los Angeles. We're talking about my new book and film, Michelle Obama 2024, her real life story and plan for power. Please go to the InfoWars store and get the book and the film. It's an incredible amount of information about Michelle, the real Michelle Obama. We've talked a little bit about so far how Michelle has this public story that she's one of these ordinary black folks from the south side of Chicago. My investigation shows that Michelle is someone who had a terrible relationship with the black community as a kid. She refused to study with them. They beat her up. They called her an Oreo, meaning you're black on the outside but white on the inside. She would not go to school with them. And we're going to talk about after the break how Michelle got her revenge on the black community as a professional in Chicago. When white liberals had problems with black people, they couldn't hire a white person to kick them out of their homes. They couldn't hire a white person to deny them access to health care. That's where Michelle Obama came in. She had such a bad relationship with the black community that she took jobs making a ton of money to exploit and abuse the black community in order to make a lot of money. That's why Michelle is so insecure about her relationship with the black community, and that's why she tells all these tall tales and stories about having suffered racism. Michelle was an elite kid who didn't want anything to do with the black community and ended up exploiting them in her career. And when we come back from the break, a couple of minutes, we're going to talk about what she did working for the mayor of Chicago and the University of Chicago Medical Center. In the meantime, call in 877-789-2539. We'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.